Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
A man who's joining us right now don't care about either Auburn or Georgia. He's basking in the warm afterglow of his Florida Gators. Texas Longhorns, man.
Slow down, man.
How much fun was that to watch, Kyle Pitts?
Oh, so much, so much. And Bijan will be in some nice Florida blue and orange tomorrow. Yes, he will.
That's
yes,
awesome,
he will.
Man.
Oh, I hate it. I just hate it. I will say this, man. Y'all were physical. It was not – like, that was a different-looking Florida team that showed up last week, yeah. For real. And – you know, big shout out, man. Give y'all credit for that one. I know.
Appreciate it.
B's got to wear the gear. Kyle Pitts is with us, man. And look, Kyle, we've been talking about it, talking about this with you for even through last season.
Right.
I don't know if your usage is up or if it's just you're taking advantage of the opportunities. Bro, you're not dropping balls. Every time they're throwing you the rock, you're like, yo, it's mine. Mm-hmm. And I think we are recognizing that with you out on the field. Is there something to that? Is there something there with the usage and you and how they're using you? Or is this just, look, I'm doing my job?
Yeah, I would just say just doing my job, taking advantage of every opportunity given and, you know, making the most of it and getting vertical as quick as I can and, you know, trying to get to the end zone.
Because we said it at camp when we interviewed you. We said, man, were your ears burning? Because, man, talking Kyle Pitts gives us a lot of content. Because, you know, we've talked about your amazing start, pro bowler as a rookie. The knee gave you some trouble. And we always felt, and talking to Arthur Smith at the time, that, you know, it was kind of limiting what you wanted to do. And it just seems this year, every time I watch from the stands, you're open. You're doing the work when they ask you to do the blocking. It just seems like it's – and if some people say, oh, he's in a contract year. You want to stay here, by the way?
100%. 100%. I definitely don't want to move. I love this team. I love the city. And, you know, I love this organization. And it's a very much family environment.
And we love the fact when the season started, the first press conference at camp is Michael Penix Jr. saying, hey, man, we got KP the ball. So is that something, the relationship you forged with him?
I didn't know he was going to say that for sure. That definitely caught me off guard. But
really?
That's great, though. That's my guy. And just each week just trying to put reps on tape and just between me and him and you know, trying to be the best asset I can to this offense.
Kyle, did you we're, what, 5, 6, 7 weeks in the season now. But did you work on specific routes or how you ran them, or are you running them differently? What's the success for you to be as open as you are, it seems like now, than maybe before? Or was that a factor of you being not 100%?
No, I was always 100%, just, you know, different elements in the game of, you know, what's going on. But definitely just you train every route like you know you're going to catch it. So it's not, you know, training one route any different than another.
What'd you do during the bye week?
I just chill. I play a little golf and then went to Gainesville.
Right. Well, you get the kid, you got the family, so
yep.
you were down there for the game?
I was. That was great. It was time
well
spent.
Man.
Good win. The swamp was lovely. I got to see some old faces, and you know, like I said, it's just, you
right.
Know, Bijan thought it was just going to be a boat race. I'm pretty sure.
Seems like Lagway had some healthy weapons. Lagway looked
yeah,
great, too, in that game.
100%. And I'm eager to see what they do this week. And then Georgia's coming up. So
you dang. Feel Texas is overrated? Wait a minute.
I won't go that far. They got some dudes.
Why, thank you. Why are you just trying to rub this in right now with KP
that was
up
slick.
In here?
That was real slick.
It was. You
that
saw that? He was like, oh, by the way, don't you think they're overrated?
I won't go overrated.
No, man, it's not even that. Look, it's the SEC, man. You know. Right. I mean, it's a tough deal, man. It's not the NFL, but it's pretty damn close. Kyle Pitts joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tell us about the Bills, man. look, we built some momentum against the Commanders. Good game. Offensively, I thought we, you know, one of our best games so far. And we really rebounded, Kyle, from the Carolina situation, which I don't even remember. What about the Bills on Monday night? Tell us what we got to do offensively. What are you guys talking about, man?
Just making sure we keep our execution high. It's about us and just taking care of the ball, no turnovers. And, you know, when we get our opportunities, you know, to take advantage of them.
We talked about extra juice for Sunday night. As a kid, you watch Monday Night Football. So, yeah, a little more butterflies, just psyched to be a national audience to start off?
No, man. That just means everybody's watching.
Right.
So, big-time players make big-time plays. And I think, you know, we'll not rise to the occasion, but just, you know, do what we've been doing and do what we need to do.
You feel they're calling your number more in the red zone?
It seems like that.
I want to say more or less.
All right.
He's like,
we're working on him. Nah, we're working on him, listeners.
I know. It almost came out right there. It's like,
Because we always say, the whole story was, you know, and I know, you know the hype, and when we talk about it, guys, like, it's not his fault he was drafted fourth overall. But, I mean, you know, this expectation, it just seems like this year it's everything it was in the first season. And is that just – is Zach more comfortable, you think, with your role in this team?
I would say just as an offense in general, and, you know, Mike being the head of the ship and just following behind him and rally behind him, that's the most important thing, and, you know, being there for him when he needs us.
Yeah. We're talking with Kyle Pitts, guys. Getting ready for the Bills on Monday night. Offensively, this team, can you explain, like, how it can look so bad one week and then so much better the next? I mean, obviously you guys want to burn that tape from Carolina. Like I said, I've forgotten about it. But it looked like a completely different offense against the Commanders.
I mean, yeah, it's the NFL. You're going to have your highs and your lows. You're going to have some weeks where – you know, a team might get the best of you, or, you know, you have some games where people think, you know, we won't beat certain people, or, you know, how that goes. But
yeah,
you just flush it, move on to the next week, and, you know that you have 13 more.
Right on. So what's your handicap now on a golf course?
if I'm gambling, I'm probably about 13.
Okay.
Okay. But if you just head up, we played at about 11, 10.
Okay. How far are you hitting it?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
I'm going to say around there, 290.
Okay.
Oh, that's real good. No, you're doing work.
Yeah, I can play a little bit. I can play a little bit.
I see that. All right.
Play a little bit.
You're getting into people's pockets, I see.
That's what I say. I need them strokes. I need scramble tournaments and different things like that.
Sandbagging his handicap, man. Like a pro over here.
What's your putter like, bro? What's your putter like?
Well, I'm two-putting on that green.
Oh, really?
Yes,
you're two-putting?
Yes, he is.
Wow. I love it. Look at Kyle. He's like, yeah. That's, you know what? We've seen a lot of guys hit the ball a long way. Can't putt to save their life.
Oh, no. Driving for sure.
Right, putt for dough.
Hey, see, you know, man.
Kyle, before we let you go, man, as we talk about this Falcon team, what's your sense, man? What do you feel? Because this defense is playing really well, man. All the young cats are playing well. Xavier, I mean, all up and down. Jalen, all these guys are really stepping up. Well, what's your sense with this team? You know, you start feeling like, okay, we might have something, but even though we hadn't hit our stride yet, what's your sense?
Yeah, definitely our continuity is rising each week, and everyone's, like, definitely more tighter to each other, you know, in between offense, defense, special teams. We hang out a lot, so just playing for one another is, you know, one of the biggest things, and, you know, just kind of embracing it and, you know, trying to get as many wins as we can.
All right, cool. Man. Well, we wish you nothing but the best.
Appreciate
Good luck.
You, thanks for coming
Thank
on.
You. All right, put one in that end zone, bro. Get that Dukes of Bell bounce on Monday night.
There you go.
Man.
There
red zone,
go.
My man.
Red zone weapon, baby.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.